Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And it's a new year. We're already in it. Although, according to human design, it hasn't started until today, January 22nd. And that's when it kicks in the sky. And there's a lot that it has to tell us. And we've done this show every year in January to talk about what the human design predicts for this year. And it's profound. And this year, it's so on target. It's amazing what it's looking at and what we might be expecting. And it's telling us, yes, you're going to have what you expect. And we're going to look at that in detail with my co-human design analyst, who I always do this show with, who's a wonderful analyst, wonderful person, good friend of mine, Regina Concatelli. Regina, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Great to be with you today.
It's so wonderful to have this opportunity for people. You and I, we enjoy it a lot just because we get to see it and get to talk about it. So if you could have one, a few words just to begin with, what do you think the human design system is telling us this year?
The human design system is interesting this particular year. It lays out really simple themes. And that's really what we can all take personally and look into the world as well, the micro and the macro, that there are going to be some themes and it's going to be pretty clear what they are. And so it reflects exactly what this year is ahead of us.
Exactly. It's amazing how well it does that. And to start off, though, there are four traits that are in every year that start off, and then after that, there are 20-some-odd different traits that it shows, in particular for the year. Plus, there's actually a body graph, a chakra template of the different gates and channels that will be active this year that we have to pay attention to and will give us a good strategy. So, to start off with, I always am intrigued by these top four traits because they really underlie what life is about. And so the first is to make the most out of anything. And we do that on this planet. And there's another one of these top traits is greed. So you greedily make the most out of anything. With adventurism, that's another trait. And then to beat it all is a negative trait called the unnatural expression of leadership. So that's why we're in such trouble. Because we have greed, adventurism, trying to make the most out of everything with those and poor leadership. So then we have to deal with each year as it comes along and what that leads us into. So where would you like to start looking at this year?
Well, I divided it up into three different themes. So one of the themes, I'll just start with one of the themes, and we'll see where we go from there, but it's really about people being really clear about what's really important. And that sounds like, not anything really profound, but when you see it through the window of human design, it's like, what is the foundation of your life? What do you really need? What's really important? The term, we're going back to old-fashioned values or family values, that was, that's been said a lot. I guess you could use that, but it is really about our foundation and our security and as individuals and in our community, our families.
Right. There's a lot in here this year about being practical and sensible and trying to stick with what works and not fighting unbeatable fights. And so it's being smart. But there is also, in Jupiter, in the chart here, it gets a little bit uncomfortable because there's confusion over what will work and there's about too much energy about blaming the past. And so we're going to bump into some confusion.
And some conflict.
And conflict, right.
Conflict, some confusion and conflict. And I think it's important for us to remember that conflict is normal. It does happen, and many people just shy away from whenever there's a confrontation, and we're going to have to confront some things, but it doesn't mean it has to be negative.
Well, there's enough goodwill in this, and what's interesting, what I like a lot about it, is that there's a double trait in here about secret relationships, and because it comes up twice, mm-hmm. and it's really about knowing that if you put everything on the table, it might lead to more confusion. So let's try to work a bit behind the scenes as well, and try to accomplish being practical without inciting war, being secretive so that it doesn't drive the public nuts as to how things might get solved.
Yeah, having something in secret doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. It just might not be the right time to, present that information or that particular ally that you have.
Well, like the idea that the powers that be, and this is in our own life as well for this year, that we operate with some discretion. I'd say secretness has to do with discretion and keeping things to ourselves at times when it just doesn't pay to expose them because it might only lead to more confusion. So I think
I think that there's a timing thing, and this year is the time to be cautious and to be aware and to be practical and take care of the foundations. And it may be next year, we haven't looked at next year or the year after, where things are, where you can be more open and more expansive about things.
Right. Well, of course, if we're looking at this for the year for ourselves, we also can look at our own natal charts on how the mechanics of our personalities work to begin with, and also our solar returns, which is at our birthday each year. There's a human design chart that can be generated that explains so much of the way that life will treat you this year as well as how you'll respond to it. So some of that can work well with this, and some of it depends on. There are a lot of traits in human design. There's 384 traits, and any one of them can be active in our designs, any number of them, and that's why each year is a unique year, and each person is a unique person, and so we all have a different assortment of these traits, and they're not all good ones. Human design is not a whitewash. It's not there just to stroke you and tell you how wonderful you are. It's really also there to show you what your challenges are, and that's so important because that's how we do a better job in life, is to have it on the table. What do we have to deal with? And for this year, it's really telling us that we're going to have to persevere. And there'll be times when we're going to be facing failure and shock. But it also says in those times, we'll be able to persevere, we'll be able to be sensible. And there's even a trait for this year of spontaneity, being able to think on our feet. So we can all take that to heart. It's nice to know that, you know, we in the moment we can come up with something. And it could very well be to withdraw or retreat and get out of the way until and turn secret until some answers reveal themselves. And I like that. It makes it very smart to deal with shock and failure. It's like, all right, you know, we have to think of something new here. And it could be chaos, but if there's a trait of practicality and sensibility, then we can make the most out of very little. And so
I think it creates clarity. I mean, after we recover from the shock, after the storm has passed, we're like, well, what's really important here? You know, we're still here. We're still, you know, taking care of things. So what's really important? So there is a certain amount of clarity that comes after the shocks.
Right.
I think everybody can relate to that, looking back in their lives when they've had surprising news or
and
unexpected.
A lot of times shocks are to create more clarity, to help us see in a different way. And very often, I mean, shocks can be terrible, terrible things, but very often we look back on them and we realize how they also are great learning tools and opportunities to do a better job in the future. And on this planet right now, we have no choice. So I think that this chart for this year is really showing us that it's true what we're facing. We're facing change. And some of it could be very challenging. And yet there are so many qualities in this year's chart to handle it, right?
Yeah. Well, and one of them, or there's several of them actually, the second theme is around our relationships, our community, our family, those that are closest to us, that those are going to become even more important to us and to our stability, to our sanity, and maybe neighbors that we haven't connected with or someone that's close to us that we haven't really paid that much attention to, that those are really, I mean, it's quite clear in this chart that those, that our relationships are going to have a different value for us.
Right, and because there's also, this year, we have an emphasis on the principles of responsibility and cooperation and the desire to be even-handed with people, so that really respects each other.
Yeah, and that is those that are closest to us. I mean, that reflects in our families, whatever family means to anyone, but those that are in your sphere of influence, those closest to you.
But we can universalize this, too, and start understanding that people who we originally thought of as strangers, all of a sudden we have the sense that they're part of the family.
Well, it could be the country next to us or the state next to us as well, if we want
right.
to take it on a micro view. But yes, it is. It's those that are close to us in some
right.
proximity.
Or can be affected by us, which in many ways is universal. There are a lot of things happening right now on this planet that affect everybody. And if we see us all as one big family, then we can address these issues more seriously and try to help the in the larger picture rather than just take care of our own. So it's really amazing how clear this is in the language of it. that we are that we should really take note of and hold, in you know, as we go through the year, to watch ourselves. That's why one reason I like human design, because it puts things on the table about who we are. It makes it clear about our nature, and puts a language to it. And so that when we go through our lives, and we know this language that human design gives us about ourselves, we can start using it more and be more effective because we know ourselves better that way. We have a language to ourselves that we haven't had before. And it's not always easy. There are things in my chart that I know are there that make me different. And it's not always easy being different. But I can also treasure it because it allows me to be who I am. And so so this year is the same. And Regina, you know, you've been an analyst for a long, long time, as I have. And so you've gotten to see yourself in your design in so many ways that, you know, you've really learned to appreciate and to have a lot of modesty and self-forgiveness.
Yeah, well, right. Like you say, it's a language that we haven't had before, and so it does. It shows us that, you know, where the markers are and where the things that, you know, move smoother and where some of the jagged edges are, and it does. It does provide us with certainly some ways to forgive ourselves and to understand others.
Right, and it creates better strategies so that we can tackle life realistically and not try to overlook or, you know, bypass the traits we're not happy with, because they don't go away. So if they're not going away, then how can we do a better job with them and smooth them out, and they maybe even help us in the long run. And so, you know, this year, this yearly chart gives us a sense of, you know, that we have the opportunity to be practical.
And yeah, there's some key words that are kind of popping out at me from, you know, doing the going through all the lines for this Rafe chart for this coming year, and there things around problem solving and a gift to problem solve. There's the will to triumph and the faith that justifies the means, you know, retreat, and you know, just some real common sense kinds of reminders here for everyone, both when they're seeing what's happening out in the world on the news station, and also what's going on in their own lives.
Right.
I think there is. You know, there's a push for us, though we will, you know, this being practical and sustainable and security and all of that, it really forces us to move through the confusion that might arise after the shocks or the big changes.
Right, and actually there's a trait at the moon, and the moon is about our feelings. It's the deeper emotional impact that moves us forward, and so what the moon is expressing for this year is to be a troubleshooter, and so in our feelings, when we're facing difficulty, we're going to resort to that, to say to ourselves, all right, now I'm going to troubleshoot. But troubleshooting also, there are traits in here of withdrawal and retreat, and troubleshooting might at times mean step aside and let the storm pass and then go after what you need to. So troubleshooting doesn't mean always to have to make trouble
the shooting. And I think that everybody has had plenty of practice. I mean, we've had a couple of rough years with a lot of turbulence and change, and so we've been in the gym and we've been building our muscles. So I want people to remember that this is just, you know, you've been in school, so to speak, on how to do the troubleshooting, how to realize that, oh, okay, there is a solution here. What's the solution? Versus so much looking at the problem. That's what a troubleshooter does, is they find the solution.
Exactly. And so now let's look at the body graph here, the chakra template, and see what that's telling us about this year. I'm noticing right off that there's the most people don't know these numbers, but it's the 36th gate, which means it's the gate of crisis. And it's also known as the gate of experimenting. And that's what creates crisis. So to have that in the chart means that we will desire to try new things. We'll have this need. We know we're going to need to experiment. And when we experiment, there's a learning curve, and so it can lead to crisis. And so it's a very dynamic trait to have for this year, is that, you know, we will be open to try new things. What do you see in it, in the chart?
Well, when I look at the body graph, I think what gets, you know, my attention mostly is in the kind of energy that's going to be available. There's the fuel, the energy of a lot of possibilities. Possibilities for success as well through the ambition, right? And our drive that shows up, you know, more than once. So that's the one that gets my attention the most. That's Mercury and Pluto both being in the gate of ambition and on the line of influence.
Uh-huh. And there's this one channel that it's in it, it's always very strong, and in this chart, to me, it excites the ego and strengthens our spirituality even at the same time, and it's a motor that drives us to make things work. So I don't have that in my design, my personal design. So I'm always glad to see it at work in the world, so I can use it.
Are you speaking of the 51?
Yes.
That motor? Right.
That's
my moon sign. That's my moon. So
good
I know
for
that.
You.
Well, I don't know.
No, because it's powerful. It really pushes you.
It is powerful. Right. It is powerful, and sometimes it can be... it's the arousal. It's shocking. It's
right.
What brings us clarity. It's awakening. It's change. And we've been dealing with this for several years because it's a slow-moving planet, Uranus. So, yeah, it's going to be around again this year.
All right. So there will be a lot of shocking energy. And we have it. We already have it in politics in this country. It's a very shocking time. And then there's a channel in this about struggle. And it's really an important channel. It's about, because it's not just struggle, it's struggling for a greater purpose. And so it's the willingness to be challenged and to be victorious against struggle, in struggle. And so I'm glad to see that. There's also another channel that has to do with applying ourselves, putting a lot of energy. It has to do with ambition. It has to do with fear of failure. And so it's having the ambition to overcome any potential for failure. And so we're willing to apply ourselves. It's a part of the motor of this chart this year, is to apply ourselves to not fail.
Yeah, the energy to see it all the way through. Which is very practical, right? Finish what you start. Put your energy into it.
Yeah.
Foundational, you know, and it's another key word for being foundational. Finish what you start.
I like, there's one trait in here that I think is really powerful. And not that there aren't many others, but this one is an alertness to handle the ego of others. And so it's a trait that has to do with our survival mechanisms, and that we can look at people and go, okay, we got to handle this person's ego and understand it better and know how to work with it. And so there's a lot of politics this year. There's all kinds of opportunities for us to really identify when people are, let's call it, out of joint. And so that we will be able to see who is making trouble because of their own egos. And so that will expose a lot of false leadership. And I think we need that, especially this year, at least in this country.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be a deeper awareness here through the 64, which is in also in Jupiter, about really be more discerning about our relationships, to know which ones really have value and can bring harmony.
That's important. So, Regina, we're nearing the end of the show, and let's let people know who you are, how to find you.
Okay, it's Regina Concatelli, and my website is alignwithyourdesign.com, alignwithyourdesign.com, and you can reach me at 707-595-3737.
You're in Northern California, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you used to be in Southern California, and I don't know. To me, it's just California. I mean, I've been around California, and I like the North a lot. It's really... there's some magic up there that I really like. So I guess you found it.
I did.
Yeah, good. And so, you know, it's so helpful to talk about this with you, and I really want to thank you for being a guest on Energy Stew again.
Thank you, Peter. Have a wonderful year. Happy 2016.
Okay. And this is Peter Ross, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.